Blog Talk Radio.
He's got the whole world. In his head he's got his home. Red in his head he's got his whole world. Red in his head he's got the whole bright world in his head. He's got the whole world. Red in his head.
blame.
We have done
food and clothing,
living on that
farm, on the storm and the rain.
Oh,
and before that he
survived,
now we're always hurting each other. Seems that we just can't be together.
and bring you into a place of righteousness. Move all this virus, the demon, the legions of demons are loose on our children, the killing, the murder, and don't nobody see that they've been released. Micah, Matthew chapter 12, verse 7, he fought the dragon, the devil, and kicked him out of heaven and into the earth realm. Can't you see one shot after another, booster, another booster? We need to boost God. We need to ask for prayer. God healed the body of man and woman. Healed the body of our children that gone astray. It's an evil spirit walking the land. The spirit of warlocks and witches. And God waiting on you, man, to take charge. God waiting on you to be able to move that. Tonight, Pearl, breaking curses and hexes. In the name of the Almighty God, in the name of all the gods of the universe, I break and loose curses and hexes. From 10, 20 generations, I can't move jinx, spells, all evil psychic spirits, the spirit of death and evil, the legions of demons that's walking the earth today, I break them down. I plead the blood of the Almighty God, the blood of Jesus that covered every boy, every man, every woman in the name of all the gods of the universe. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Going into 2022 for success, for healing, for deliverance. I'm praying for that cataract. I'm praying for that ear. Praying for that tumor, that high blood, that sugar, that heart condition, that stroke. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, I'm praying for a new position, a new job. Peace in your home. Peace on your job. I pray tonight that families will come back together. I pray tonight that God will loosen and break down the stronghold of demonic spirits, demons. In the name of the Almighty God, we plead the blood that was shed on the cross right now for you. As we meditate on Exodus 14:14, Exodus 23:20, we call the angels from east, west, north, and south. We call the saints to come to move the curse from our family, from our children. Bless us as we go out. Put a protection around everybody listening tonight. The death spirit Abaddon is busy. But God, we're asking you tonight to touch us in a divine way. We know lots going on, but we know God is still saving souls. God is still in control. It might look like the devil in control for a minute, but I want you to know tonight that God is in control of your life. I want you to know tonight that God is able to break the hoax. You've been trying. You can't do it by yourself. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis 12. 1:14, Psalms 27:35-37, Psalms 109, Revelation 12:7, Mark chapter 5:7, where was a legion of demons and Jesus said, the man said, Jesus, what you have to do with me? This is what the demon said. The demon said, what you have to do with me? Jesus was passing by. He went in the town. But the people in the town put the man in the graveyard because he was breaking feathers and he's up and down all night. When you get on that drug, you stay up all night. You rob, you steal, you kill because you're possessed by cocaine. You're possessed by alcohol. You're possessed by all the pills and evil that have been put in your body. And this young man was full. He couldn't eat. There's so many demons in him. He couldn't speak. I was at to get some, one day this week I went pick some coffee up. The man walked in talking to himself. The lady behind the camera got scared. I'm like, look at this demon him. Or he just talking, just talking to himself. He wasn't on no cell phone. He was possessed. If people, Jerry, are possessed in Chicago, in Detroit, and they're killing themselves, the devil come to kill and destroy. They will kill themselves, they'll kill you and laugh about it because they are possessed by the demon. Let me go and tell you. And then Jesus said, what is your name? The man had so many demons in him, he couldn't tell his name. If people got demons in them, they don't know what they're doing. They're walking the streets all night. They're stealing, they're killing because they're full of demons. Jesus said, what's your name? The demon said, we are legion because we are many. The demon spoke. The man was so full of demons, he couldn't speak. And when you're full of drugs and alcohol, you're full of evil, lying and cursing. And ain't you know, people do evil. It's coming back. You know, it's going to come back. When it comes back, brother, it's going to come back bad. I say. Let me ring the bell. The ancestors tonight have moved in and said 2022 going to be a ride for you to make it. And I want you to begin to Deuteronomy 28 and 7. Deuteronomy 30 and 31, 2 Kings 19 and 5, hope you get this. Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is something open for everything. I say the faith of God, good God Almighty. God want to bless you. I'm getting revelation knowledge, trying to about somebody being healed in their back, around their back, somebody being healed in their side. God is healing them right now as I speak. Somebody, they've been having problems with their eyes. As I speak, God is healing in my eyes right now. But just told me, said, Bishop, pray for them and speak out what's going on. Somebody been having popping in their ear. Somebody right now, they feel like they got a cold. They don't know and they're scared they got that virus. I'm moving right now. I plead the blood of Jesus. Devil, loose your hope. Demonic spirit, loose your hope. 12 verse 11 and And pray, let me read this here, because I got it right here. You need to know it, because God will do it for you right now. This is the season. Jesus is the reason for the season, not no Santa Claus. Jesus is the reason for this season. And the yoke, somebody been having problems with their ankle swelling. Somebody had problems with their arm swelling. The yoke just got broke off of that. I'm praying for you, Mother Egypt, in Detroit. Mother Moon, I haven't heard from you. Mother Lightning, I haven't heard from you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you today. And I want to tell you, Brother Jerry, tomorrow, call me because I want to see you tomorrow. I got something special that I got to share with you. God bless you. And I want to say it to Mary and Mary Shop. Mary and Mary Shop. Sister Bright Star, she do corporate therapy, and Mother Barbara down in Houston, she do cleansing. Bright Star do cleansing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Sister Delta deal with finance, and I'm putting them out there tonight. And Mary cook cakes and pie. And Mary, let me know if you need a cake or pie cook. You call me, and I'll get you up with these people that can help you They got their own business, their business in America. Mary Mary Cake Company, and it's black. If you need a cake cooked for Christmas or pie, call me. I'll hook you up with Mary Mary Pie Company, Cake Company. Cake Shop. I'll hook you up with Bright Star. If you need a healing and a cleansing, you might need a colonic or a cleansing. You might need your finance wreck going into next year. Call me. I'll get you with Sister Delta, and she will help you. And I can tell you they do a good job, everyone I say. Tonight, I just want to say to you tonight, this Wednesday night, Bible class night, and I want to tell you, I want you to read Psalm 119. I done read it, but you read it again. I want you to get ready to move the evil that's trying to come in your life. I want you to get ready tonight to move that sickness. I want to give you the blood of the Almighty God. Exodus 14:14, God said, be quiet, fight your battle. And God will fight the battle, physical, mental, economic, whatever you want. God got it. He'll give it to you. I want you to get ready. Mark chapter 5, verse 7. I want you to read that for God to bless you. In Matthew 6 and 33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God. What are you talking about, Bishop? He's talking about the righteous God. If you're a much right man, you need a much right woman. If you're serving God, you got to be able to act, to do the things that you're supposed to do for God. And all the other stuff you've been trying to get a home, trying to get a car, you ain't going to get nothing until you seek God first. Do you make God the center of your life? Glory, hallelujah. When you make God the center of your life, man, God going to give you what you want, woman. You've been going through, and some of you mad. Let me say it again. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. God is a healer, and he will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And God is a right now God. And I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, God's going to carry you to the next level. God got you here for a purpose, because we're going through something, a new world. And the old world is gone. And the people trying to run it, they can't run it no more. God has given it to you. That is spiritual. Those that are spiritual, those that are clairvoyant, those that are able to travel in the spirit realm, those able to pray. You know, some of you took the shot. That's good to take the shot. But when you got God, you know, God just helped you move it. I ain't said don't take the shot. Take the shot. Is that what you want to do? But I feel you should be guided by the Holy Spirit. You should be spiritual enough, prayed up enough to change your diet. Mother Francis in New Orleans told me, if you don't want to take the shot, go fix you some gumbo. And she said, if you don't know how to fix it, she'll tell you how to fix it. And it will kill that virus in your body. If it's in your body, it'll kill it. If you don't take the shot, it'll run all that stuff out of your body. She said, gumbo. It's simple. You know, just fix a pot of gumbo. Some of you know how to fix it. You got to fix everything in it. Mother Francis in New Orleans said, gumbo will stop you from getting that virus. And if it's in your body, it'll run it out. Somebody need a financial blessing, you're going to get that blessing. I just felt that money, that is devil loose that money. Somebody need the money for the light bill, for the gas bill. Somebody just need to finance. Your money been tied up. But in the name of the Father, I break that hope for that money to be loosened up right now. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you a word tonight. You get ready. Get your pencil. I'm going to give you one scripture. And when I go up the line, 30-30, I want you to read Psalms 91. And 41-41, I want you to read Psalm 17. 39-93, Psalms 51-19. 53-50, Psalms 20-27. 21-17, Psalms 21-29. 30-30, Psalms 26-40. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. Quick, fast, and if somebody come, no, I just want God to do it. This is Bible class night. I want you to get that scripture. I want you to read before you go to bed tonight. I know you know it. Read the 23rd number something. The Lord, I don't want you to quote it. I want you to read it out the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Read the 23rd number Psalm and Psalm 7. If you're in the bed, get your Bible and read that. And that will be a blessing for you. We're praying because so many families are hurting. So many families are in trouble. So many people, the professors, the doctors, the lawyers, the school teachers, the children, is full of demons. The parents, the one today, Jerry, the lady brought her kid and dropped her at the fire station. And so I can't take care of it. Because they're full of drugs. Their mind is gone. So I'm praying tonight for the mind of our people. The murdering spirit, Michael, to come and move that murdering spirit. I say, that's been gone. God's been to get ready to shift things. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is a shift. It's been gone. And that shift is a blessing for me and you. So you get ready for God to shift and move things. I'm asking God tonight to open up that door that's been closed. And people lost faith. They need faith. Your brother, your sister, they need faith. God Almighty, God of the universe, will deliver you to the right place. So get ready and let God touch you. And get ready to ask for the miracle that God got for you right now. I just see God doing something right now. And as God, as I open the door, the angel Michael, Gabriel, will come to you. I'm praying for you right now. Sister Jean, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you that God is able, Lisa. And I want to tell you, Pamela, God is able. And I want to tell you, Christian, God is able. I want you to get ready and leap into 2022. I want it to be a miracle breakthrough for you. I want it to be a deliverance for you, where God can bless you in a special way. I want you to get ready tonight as God touch you in the church. You can't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll take you out. And like Tim Cook said, we don't come a long way. And I want to tell you, Mary, all is well. Mary, call me. I'll get them to you. And you know, like it says him, change in your life. You need a change in your life. Eyes being healed. Somebody from their left leg been hurting. somebody in the tailbone healing that tonight. And in the shoulder blade, I'm praying for that. And the Spirit said going into 2022 going to be a door open up for you. If you got to need your plant a seed. See, if you see you got a need to put that seed and tell God, I'm seeding for my miracle. I'm seeding for my breakthrough for 2020. Write the letter, or you can email me the letter. This is my letter. I put it on the altar. I want the letter on the altar by the first. Well, we can go to the burning bowl with that letter. And I want to thank you. That worked so hard, Sister Trina. God bless you. That new job that opened up for you. Renee and Regina, I want to tell y'all some good ones for y'all. Joanne, all is well. Get ready to leap into next year with your head up, not being sick. Right now, I'm going to heal it. In their lungs, God's going to heal. I feel the healing taking place as I speak tonight. God is doing it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as I see that, I see doors open up. See, Jesus went up to the mountain. When Jesus sat down, it's in the Bible, multitude of people came. They were sick. They was dumb. They was lame. They was blind. But the Bible said everybody that's listening, God will heal you or your family or anybody you want healed. If you got a drug problem that you're taking pills, if you own dope, if you're taking all kind of drugs, you're drug out, and you don't know, the doctor don't know what to do, give it to God. Glory, hallelujah. Let go and let God. See, if you seek God, if you walk with God, he'll do it for you right now. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. But you got to let go and trust God. I know you're taking pills. If they say you need a booster, after this, going to be another booster. What about boosting on God? What about holding on? He said, I will give you the desire for your heart. He said, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Let go tonight. I'm going to trust God for my healing. I'm going to trust God to see me through. And God can do that for you. You can try everything else. Try God. Glory, hallelujah. Try the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Breaking curses and exes. I told you tonight that God will do anything but fail. Hope you got your Bible with you tonight. He said, whatever you need, I'm going to give it to you. And what the devil has stole, I'm going to give it back to you, because all the devil got is set up for you, the righteous of God. If you are a much right man, much right woman of God, God made you in his image and his likeness. And I want to claim your healing tonight. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Somebody having a problem with their left arm, the shoulder. And somebody can have problems in the bottom of their stomach. Thank you, God, Spirit. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Miracle was brought by the hand of Paul dead. So it's brought by you to heal people. And the Bible said the evil diseases left them. So sickness is a disease. Because the Bible said the evil diseases left them. Glory, hallelujah. So it'll leave you if you just let go and let God. He'll move it out of your way. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. You'll move it. So I want you to get ready for God to move it. Offer you right now. I want God to move it right now for you.
This Wednesday night, I want to say to you, God is able to take care of you. I want you to get better. I want to pray for some of you that are going through so much. I want to tell you tonight, on this morning tonight, everything closed will be open up. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, I say, I want to tell you something.
Sister Renee, God bless you.
I want to thank you, Adrian, for the good job you did. Tanya, plan for you. I want to tell you, Dr. Christian, all is well. Call me at 708-582-0372. I want to give you your private message for this year, going into 2022. You need to know what God is saying to you and what God is saying for you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you and take you to another level. I want you to continue knowing that Lisa, Joe, get ready to plant your seed for the need, whatever God will release there to go. The angel Michael, the angel Gabriel, the angel Hamiel. In the seed of Abraham, you bless him how to pay for. I want to say this to you. When you release your blessing, God will release to you. I'm praying for you, Sister Pam. Sister Kurt, I'm praying for you. Lottie, I'm praying for you. White Star, I'm praying for you. Sister Duke, I'm praying for you. As I pray tonight on this man tonight, I want to share a scripture with you tonight. Maybe it will strengthen you. It will give you what you need to go to that next level. Mary and Mary Bakewell here in Chicago. Let me say it again. Mary and Mary Bakewell. Mary and Mary Bakewell. If you need to take a client, call me. And I will get in contact with Mary, Mary Baker. She said she couldn't take some time to Christmas. Black business, black operators, black owners. Sister Delta, Delta Finance. When you contact me, I'll contact you with Delta. Sister Bright Star, Holistic Healing. Sister Walker, the Alder, Carmen. Sister Kim, with the water, Carmen. These are black businesses. God will give you a supply, make you a supply. Luke 4:19. Seek into your miracle. Luke 6:28 and 1:23. And when you get ready, I'm going to give a spirit of, I have financial covenant with it. And I yield up, and then I got a special condition bath. The bath just a cleansing bath. Then I got another condition bath to get money. To get your bath, just call me. I get this bath, please, the special bath. Financial covenant. I want to invoke the spirit of Master Musa. I want to invoke his spirit to the financial covenant in God. The faith of God and the power of the Almighty God, I believe and call my finance into the physical world to get the things that I need. I pay my tithes, I see. I walk with the power of God. Whatever I demand, God will decree it to me. Step to the next level of healing and success. Revelation 12:1, Proverbs 4:22, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. And all that other stuff you want, see, y'all want the stuff that you want God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only God, son, that whoever believes in him tonight shall not perish but have everlasting life. Get ready for God to do something for you, man. Get ready for God to touch you, woman, to the next level. I want to share the word God is speaking. And I want to tell you tonight that God will much love both of you. This Wednesday is special. Last Wednesday in this month as we get ready to go to the next level of healing and deliverance. Something in all thy ways is not of God, he will direct your path. Reach up for the moon, maybe you fall. Be on a spot, you're still on high ground. Ruby, I'm praying for you. Sylvia, God bless you. Very special, Cherry in Monroe. Cherry in Ruston, Cherry in St. Paul. Carol, I'm praying for you. Brightstar, I'm praying for you. Mother Francis, thank you. Get ready for 2022. 23 be different. The Dr. King movement along with SCLC. Martin Garden movement. Malcolm X movement. Dr. King movement. And the Peter Abraham pushing forward for 2022. God got working on God got to me. Go to my website, stuffpeterabraham.com. And whatever you want to do, go to my, if you want to write a letter, go to my post office. I got the post office box at 908 909 Chicago, Illinois. I want to be a blessing. Come to you. And I want to be able to open the door for you that's been closed. God will do anything to have no failure in God. In all that ways of God is God, he will. God rest in your path. Diane, I'm praying for you tonight. Deborah, I'm praying for you. Keisha, I'm praying for you. Lucky. Joanne, I'm praying for you. Russell, I'm praying for you tonight. This is the last month of the year. Whatever you need, God, God, put you not God to be with you. So I want you to let go and let God give you the vibe of your heart. Right now, that door is closed and be open for you. On this Wednesday night, I want to release some things to you. God brought special miracles. By the hand of Paul. They brought a hatred and apron. And the diseases, the evil diseases parted from them. Read Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Read it tonight. Make your request for God to bless you tonight. He'll do it. Quick, fast.
This information. They have us standing around sometimes and pointing at the brothers and saying, yeah, that's them over there. They ain't no good. They doing this and that and the other, and it's all negative. And they have us thinking that the black man is going to die and we going to live on. But that's not how it's going to go. There is still one monolith in the black community, and that's that it still takes a man and a woman to make a baby. So if the black man dies, we all die. And I don't want to die. I want to live. I want my children and my grandchildren and whatever else is coming after Charizard, I want that to live. But we are not on the path of life. We're on the path of destruction. You know, learning how to get along has to be taught by force. Slavery was taught by force. We didn't volunteer for that. They made us do that. They forced us to do that. And that's how we're going to have to learn how to reunify. It's going to have to be done by force. We're going to have to make ourselves try to deal with each other. Yeah, and that's very difficult, and it certainly takes a great deal of self-control and love for your nation at large. It's the greatest form of unselfishness. Now, I don't go around advocating that people that hate each other stay together. That's not what I'm saying. That's different. We can't solve a problem or get to a solution about a problem that we refuse to acknowledge that we have. We don't have to be ashamed that we have a problem. We don't have to be ashamed to know that it is related to slavery, because all of our problems are related to slavery. And I know that that seems to be some old hat issue, and everybody want me to stop talking about that. Nobody would tell the Japanese woman to forget about the fact that during World War II, the white man interned her family, took all of their personal possessions. Nobody would tell her to forget about that. Nobody would tell the Indian woman, forget about the fact that the white man came over here and took your country and put you and your babies out on the reservation. And nobody would dare to tell the Jewish woman to forget about the Holocaust, so why I gotta forget about slavery? See, the Japanese and the Indian and the Jewish woman got behind their men, and they had some very terrible histories also. But because they got behind their men and supported them and worked with them, those people are successful today. They own property. They have businesses. They got great land here and abroad. You know, they have stocks, bonds, whatever America has to offer. They own part of that. They are in a position to make decisions because they have some ownership. It's only been the black man and the black woman who didn't reunite after a terrible time. And so today we are splintered. We don't have very much. We practice envy and jealousy. You know, they taught us a lot of bad habits that we practice against each other. If we practice everything we practice against each other, against the white man, they'd have been killed out of America. Most of that stuff we reserve for our own kind. And that's wrong. We have had that rumor that we are the backbone of the black nation because it has served to make us think we were better than the black man. We have walked around and wore that as some kind of a sacred garment. And our men have had to struggle up under the already preconceived notion that they wasn't no good. We have always heard that the black man leaves us. He walks out on us. He don't love his children. He won't take care of his family. He beat his women. He do a lot of horrible things. This book goes back to try to examine what are some of the possible contributing causes. What happened before he left? What happened? Something happened. The black man is just not bad by nature. The brothers love their children as much as any other man. Every man loves his baby. They keep wanting to tell us that our man don't even love his children. He's not a mother, though. He's a father. He's not going to have the same kind of connection to the cubs that we have. We can't expect that. We keep wanting the man to act like a woman. He can't act like no woman. Praise be to Allah.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam. while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language.
They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right.
Open eyes that we may see. Grant us thy